You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of athletic and academic excellence, 1991 through 2011. As a part of the celebration, the conference office is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years and of each sport. Today we are taking a look back at the top moment in field hockey history, November 9th, 2008. Playing in its third game in 3 days, the number 4 Suwannee Tigers became SCAC field hockey champions with a 1-0 upset over number 2 seed and host Center College. The Tigers and Colonels fought through a scoreless first half as both defenses set the tone early. Suwannee got the championship clinching goal from sophomore Caroline Carlin off a penalty corner with 14:28 to play. It is the first ever field hockey championship for Suwannee with the record of 14-6, who lost its two previous appearances in the SCAC championship match. To date, Suwannee is the only school in SCAC field hockey history to play and win 3 matches in 3 days at the conference championship tournament. Today we are joined by then sophomore and current senior field hockey player Caroline Carlin. And Caroline, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Caroline, as you just look back over that day and how it unfolded, just take me through your initial memories and thoughts as that day played its way out.
Well, to be honest with you, after coming off of 2 victories, the team was very, very excited to play in the championship game, and our legs were feeling the effects of the 2 games beforehand. In the last 15 minutes of the game, which is when that goal was scored, I believe we were actually down a player, so momentum wasn't necessarily on our side. Nonetheless, we decided that we were going to band together, and it was a full team effort getting that penalty corner. The insert was great, and the initial shot, which I can't recall who came from at this time, was really what got us into the position of victory, which we found ourselves.
You know, Caroline, as you look back over the season, the Tigers opened up the year with a record of 6-6. You were 2-4 in SCAC play before you guys closed out the season, went on an 8-game winning streak, including, you know, that run in the SCAC championships. What changed in the attitude of your team, and how did you see the fight really grow as you guys went through the last half of that season?
Well, when we were 6-6, we were just about halfway through the season, and we decided that we were going to be 0-0 from then on out. The season was going to commence with fall break. And I think we showed that with a win over Sweetbriar and a huge victory over Washington in late. And from there, we knew that the sky was the limit and nothing was going to stop us.
Now, Caroline, going into the tournament, the number 4 seed, what did Coach Baldaccini tell you girls, and what was your approach as you went into the tournament, knowing you had to win 3 games in 3 days if you wanted to be the SCAC champions?
Well, initially, it wasn't 3 games. We just took it 1 game at a time. And from what I recall, it was the attitude, we have nothing to lose. So put everything out there, put your best foot forward, and give 150%. And that was the path to success, and that was what got us where we needed to be.
You know, as a part of that 8-game winning streak, Caroline, you guys, the week prior to the SCAC championships, picked up 2 huge wins over Center and DePaul in tight 1-goal contests. How much confidence did that give your team, if you recall, heading into the tournament?
I think it absolutely bolstered our confidence as a team because, as you can see from our record, it wasn't as strong as maybe the other teams in a conference. But getting those 2 huge wins definitely gave us the confidence that we needed to go into championship weekend.
You guys went down in the 4-5 match against Hendricks after scoring first. You went down in the semifinal game against DePaul after scoring first. A lot like your season, you guys were able to scrap together, come back, and ended up, you know, getting the win and getting into the championship game. What does that say about the guts of your team that year?
I think it speaks volumes about the leadership that we have on that team in 2008. Our seniors pulled us aside at the end of at those goals, and they told us that we need to have the attitude to refuse to lose. They told us right then and there, they are not losing this game, and we better not make them. And that was it. And we turned around and we said, we're going to do it, and it was a full team effort.
Not only did you have the winning goal in the championship game back in 2008, Caroline, but in the semifinal match you had a pretty big goal as well, getting the game winner against DePaul in the 66th minute. Talk about what you remember about that goal and the importance of it, you know, advancing you guys into the championship game.
Wow, they kind of all run together, but the only thing you can think about is the adrenaline right before and when you're in the circle. And all you can think about is just putting the ball in the back of the net, and you're going to do anything you can to get there.
You guys return to the championship game for the second year in a row after you defeat DePaul 3-2. Talk about the motivation you guys had with your team, especially knowing you guys had just been to the championship game and lost the year prior.
Losing the year before was very bittersweet, and that there definitely was that taste left in our mouth that we were so close the year beforehand, and we saw our new coaching staff and, you know, the bright leadership of our seniors and our strong sophomore class at that time, and we knew that this was our time and it was our chance.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, the defense has really set the tone during that championship game. Just talk about the play of the Tigers' defense that day and what impressed you the most from what you remember.
It was the will to never back down, constantly having your stick on the ground. Each time the ball came into their circle, it was their ball, and that was their offensive victory. Playing defense like an offender and getting it up and getting it past each 25 was their goal. They were relentless, and it essentially wore down our other opponents.
You know, I know you've talked a little bit already, Caroline, but just take me through that championship clinching goal there, that off that penalty corner with, you know, just over 14 minutes left in the game.
There was just over 14 minutes left in the game, and one of our strong forwards had just been taken out, and so we were playing a man down. The entire team decided that it was then and there, and we were going to one player down wasn't going to stop us. It was a full offensive force. We took it down, and we obtained a penalty corner. Probably was off a foot of some sort. And our inserter was strong, and immediately we just it was probably within 5 seconds that we were able to score and capitalize.
You know, Caroline, when that final whistle had blown, Suwanee had captured its first ever field hockey championship. Just talk about the excitement, the emotion, knowing you girls had come together, won 3 games in 3 days, and everything you had accomplished and really capping off that season.
I think it was pride, almost amazement, because as much as you know that you're able to do it, when it's all said and done, it's kind of looking back being, wow, we actually did accomplish something so great. And it just enthusiasm and excitement for all the years to come.
Talk about how you've grown as a player from that experience, you know, being a sophomore when this all unfolded, now being a senior and a leader on the field hockey team. Just talk about the way you've grown as a field hockey player from that 2008 run.
I think personally that championship game showed how much leadership on a team has an effect. And so personally, it's tried to help me grow as a leader on a team and to work well with those around me and work well with the talent that we have.
And finally, Caroline, just, you know, your lasting memories as you've had a chance to sort of reflect and look back on, you know, what has been deemed the top moment in SCAC field hockey history over the past 20 years.
I think it definitely should take that title, because winning 3 academic contests in three athletic contests in 3 days is a difficult feat to accomplish, specifically because day in and or weekend in and weekend out, we're only playing 1 game or 2 games at a time. So not only did it test our skill as field hockey players, but it tested our mental stability and our mental toughness over those 3 games. And I think that we definitely prevailed and we shone through as athletes.
Caroline Carlin, current senior and then sophomore of the 2008 SCAC Suwanee Tiger Field Hockey Championship team, a team that has been deemed the top moment in SCAC field hockey history for the first 20 years of the SCAC. Caroline, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations and best of luck as you finish out your senior year in field hockey at Suwanee.